Welcome to Spirit Speaks, which is a podcast all about how Spirit is always speaking. Spirit being your ancestors, God, the universe, the spirits that you work with, your higher self, your intuition, your belief system, whatever it is, Spirit is always speaking. My name is Elizabeth, your spiritual mermaid, and let's get into today's show. Something that I've been neglecting and something that other people have pointed out to me that I've been neglecting is talking about how you can support this podcast and support me as a diviner, as a person who does this podcast. So, right now, if you would like to support the podcast, I, of course, always appreciate every single repost, every single share, every time you tell a friend, every time you post it on Twitter, your Instagram story, your Instagram, whatever it is. I truly do appreciate that, and that really does help in every way. And thank you to everyone who has already done that. Something else that you can do to support this podcast is by putting a dollar, a nickel, a penny into my Cash App or Venmo. Both of those are your spiritual mermaid, your spiritual mermaid. And of course, you can always book a session with me or a mini reading at my website, yourspiritualmermaid.com. I am still doing 2020 vision readings, probably until January 7th. So if you would like to get a full rundown of what's going to happen this year, feel free to book, or feel free to book an angel reading. And my favorite to do are by far video chat angel readings, because we really get to connect and I get to feel the energy out, and it's just amazing. Of course, I do have some mini reading options. But yes, all of this is available at yourspiritualmermaid.com. Feel free to follow my Instagram as well, which is yourspiritualmermaid. And every dollar is so appreciated when it comes to supporting me and supporting this podcast. I truly do appreciate it, and it will help me expand into a better mic, a better sound system, an editor, all the things, so that this podcast can be even better than it was when we started. So I appreciate anyone who wants to donate. I strongly encourage it, and it's much, very much appreciated. Thank you. So today I wanted to talk about, and I feel like it's only, what's the word? It's only right to talk about this. Today is January 2nd, 2020. And I'm sorry, all these like clacks and clicks I'm doing, I don't know what's going on. Today's January 2nd, 2020. We made it. Okay. I did exactly what I said I was going to do on the first podcast episode. I stayed my ass home, even though I was being bribed to leave. I did not. I stayed my ass home. I got some food and I had champagne with my ancestors, and it was a great night. And I spent New Year's Day, which was really important. I spent New Year's Day doing some protection working for myself. Especially because my spirits were fed, my ancestors were fed, and things like that. I asked them to help me do some protection work. So I did some protection work, and I had readings, and it was great. I feel like I started my New Year's off really good. So right now, what we're going to talk about is how to make 2020 your bitch. And I mean this in every way possible, okay? We're talking about financially, we're talking about mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. And, you know, as I was in the gym this morning thinking about this, okay, what have I changed already?
And for the first podcast episode, we talked about how you can start your resolution today, tomorrow, Monday, whatever, because time is really a concept that is actually not real, but that's a whole other story. So I figured out the key to doing this, right? Because resolutions are all about being a better person, you know, like trying to just level up, right? Saying that this is going to be a better year for you because you're a new person or whatever, this, that, and the third. I meditated on this and I thought about it. And I concluded that how to make 2020 your bitch is by being present. And I know that is so simple and so straightforward. And I feel like y'all gonna be like, oh Lord, well, this is another podcast. This is another video about spiritual shit. This is the same shit we've been hearing that's been regurgitated or whatever through the spiritual community over and over and over and over again. But the thing about this is the fucking secret to everything, right? By being present. I think a lot of times we revert back to our old self because we are not being present. We are not living in the present. We are not going forward and we are not improving because we're kind of caught up by the past, right? And when I talk about meditation, a lot of times with my clients, and I think on here we talked about it too, how meditation is about sitting back and watching your thoughts go by and being present in the way that you don't run off with your thoughts. Just like how if you're sitting on a bench, right, in a park, you don't let any person who's passing by you entrance you for you to get up. If that's what you didn't come to the park just to walk around and follow people, right? No, you want to sit, you want to enjoy the park, you want to see the scenery, you want to take everything in, you want to feel the sun, you want to think, you want to read, you want to do whatever. But the key to that is you're being present in that moment. You're being present on that bench. You're being present in that park. Meditation is the same way, and being present in general is being this is in the same way that you're introspective enough to really watch your thoughts, watch your actions, and watch whatever you're doing enough to where you can decide to not run off with that thought, to not run off with those actions, right? And the key to leveling up, the key to making 2020 your bitch is by stopping doing things that you know are not good for you, that you know that you want to leave behind. And this can be fucking hard, okay? For example, right, if you are talking to someone, or you were talking to someone, and one of your resolutions, I know one of my resolutions in my head, which I didn't even write down any damn resolutions, I just wrote down manifestations. I should probably do that today. But one of my resolutions in my head that I've been really, you know, trying to keep up with and trying to really be cognizant of, it's not going backwards, it is not reaching backwards, right? And I talked about this on Twitter, like, do not, like, stop reaching back for things that are not for you anymore. The reason why spirit hasn't leveled you up yet, the reason why you haven't manifested your divine partner yet, the reason why you haven't manifested your job, that your perfect job or your entrepreneurship yet, right, is because you continue to reach back for things that are not for you anymore, for things that you have outgrown, for things that you know are not serving your highest purpose and highest good. Okay? And this is a lot easier said than done. So when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, okay, how can we really do this, right? How can you really stop? Because even though you say, okay, I want to do this, I want to leave people behind, or I want to stop entertaining this person or whatever, you can say that all day, but when they text your phone, are you gonna really uphold that standard? Are you really gonna be present and not go backwards? Are you really going to not talk to this person? So my solution to this is by sitting down and not just saying, I'm gonna do this, right? Not just saying, I'm going to do this for my resolutions or whatever. You're sitting down and you're saying why this doesn't serve your highest good, your highest purpose, and who you want to be. in 2020. Why this is not part of your story anymore. Rewriting your story that you have constantly told yourself from day one. Y'all have to realize, and me and everybody, I'm not just yelling at y'all, but people have to realize that your reality is a direct reflection of your internal and of your thoughts. So if you have the story that you continue to tell yourself, and this is an amazing example that I'm about to say, because it's really showing you how much your mind rules everything, right? So for example, I had a story in my head that I was telling myself about biochemistry, right? In undergrad, I took biochem for like two months and I withdrew because I failed every test. I was not good at it. So I'm walking into biochem in grad school, PhD level biochem, which is a lot different than the shit that we did in undergrad. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm not gonna be good at this. That exactly, those thoughts exactly, is the story that I told myself. Is the rhetoric or the line of thinking, the line of consciousness, the line of thought that I told myself that I was subscribing myself to. Well, I'm not going to be good at this. So when you go into class, you're thinking in the back of your head, or your subconscious is like processing like, oh, well, I'm not going to get this. You always have that story in the back of your head. When you're studying, like, oh, well, I might do okay, then you end up getting your test back and then you only get average, or you get below average, or you fail, because it's already in your head that this is not going to work. So your subconscious only works as hard as how present you are, right? And when I say how present you are, it's knowing that every second anything can change, and you are capable of that change. Of changing your subconscious thoughts is really making you capable of that change that you want to see. So what I did instead of replaying the story in my head over and over and over again, what I did instead was I started doing affirmations every single morning. And when I was going to bed, you know, like in the shower and stuff like that, I would play affirmations about how school comes easy to me, this comes easy to me, da 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 da, right? And I really went really, really, really hard with this for my second test, because my first test, I did not do well because I was still telling myself that I was not good at this shit. So as I kept doing those affirmations and really figured out, okay, this is why I wasn't doing well. This is what I was doing. No, and now I am like, I'm so good at this. Like, I would just tell myself, I'm so good at this. I would write affirmations about how good I was at it. It doesn't even matter if I had the test scores and the quizzes to prove it. I started telling myself that I'm good at this. I started rewriting my story. I started rewriting my story of what kind of student I am in this particular class. For the second test, my percentage doubled. And I was, I think, top three or top four scores on the second test. Because I was rewriting my story and I was being present and I was realizing that everything has to do with your subconscious. And I was putting in the work to not just think, but to show myself, okay, no, you're actually really fucking good at this. So it's realizing your subconscious thoughts, realizing how that reflects into your external, and realizing that you have the ability to change all of it. Rewriting your story and changing it into something better, into something new, and clearing out the old subconscious blocks that were holding you back for so long. Rewriting it. And telling yourself why exactly you're rewriting it, and realizing where in your story that you have continued to tell yourself, where in that story, where, how does it not serve you? And then work towards, right? Show the action. You can't just think. With manifestations, you can't just think on something and expect it to magically come into fruition. You have to really meditate in it, really do the work, and convince yourself. You convince yourself by finding the subconscious blocks and being cognizant and introspective enough to realize where those blocks lie. And convince yourself that you are better, that you are more, and this is not going to happen anymore. And
I really do think the key to upholding your resolutions, the key to all of that, is by telling yourself why this hasn't worked. Why this hasn't worked. I want to let go of procrastination because this is what happened this year that was a product of that. I really want to let go of this person because this is what happened that caused this to happen. I really want to let go of X and Y and Z because this year I will be, I will not procrastinate because this is what's going to happen. I won't procrastinate because I don't procrastinate. I get this job. I get an offer into this school. My business is booming compared to how it was last year. Write your story of how you want everything to go. And really make sure that you meditate and think on why it didn't work for you before. So I actually wanted to start off this podcast with a divination for those of you who do not know, because I actually had someone ask me in my inbox the other day, what does that mean? So when you divine, you meditate, you call in, you know, the spirit or the spirit of who governs us, or you call in your ancestral spirits or the spirits that you work with. And basically, you use your own abilities to see, hear, feel, receive any messages that they have for you, that the universe has for you. And you do this in hopes of, you know, achieving something for someone else, for yourself, for the collective. So I wanted to start off this podcast with a divination on 2020, on what we should expect. And I find it really beautiful that I received a lot of the same messages that some people who I really do respect in this community also received. So if you haven't already listened to A Little Juju Podcast, A Little Juju Podcast is by far my favorite podcast about Black ass spirituality. Love her so much. She talks a lot about this year being a 6 year. I think that's really interesting because what I pulled as well was mostly sixes. I also use playing cards for divination, but I do a kind of different system. I use my intuition and my understanding of numerology as well as the planets to kind of govern how I read the cards. And as always, intuition trumps over everything. If I'm feeling something that the card is trying to say, then I will say that other than the direct meaning for that. So what I pulled definitely was a lot of expansion this year, a lot of expansion when it comes to creativity, a lot of rewards when it comes to putting in that hard work for your creativity. And we're seeing this in six, in the number six. We're seeing this in the planet of Jupiter, right? So Jupiter in astrology oftentimes represents expansion, abundance, good luck, overall just like growing, right? Growth, expansion. Literally like one of those little like toys that you put water on and it grows 20 times. It's normal size. That's kind of like the metaphor for this year. I definitely got six for expansion in business and money matters, as well as creativity. So this year is really going to be about putting in the work and seeing that almost come back to you automatically. When I was divining on this, I also got the number seven. Seven representing new information, seven representing new knowledge, new wisdom, and not just new wisdom, but also old wisdom of really taking what happened to you before, taking the things that you've learned over these years of living, right? And really applying them. This year is going to be a make or break kind of year, as every year is, but I'm really seeing that for this year, if you continue to uphold a positive mindset, if you continue to go into this time period knowing that your abundance is your birthright, knowing that your prosperity is your birthright, knowing that everything that you pay attention to, everything that you put your energy into is going to grow, if you know that, then you are really going to see some tremendous changes by the end of this year. I think a lot of us in 2019 planted the seeds for this. I know I definitely did with starting my business and, you know, applying to all these things, and now I'm here and now I'm looking at my next step. I'm planting everything that I needed to really grow and expand in 2020. And the key to this as well is knowing that if you planted something that you did not really want to come into fruition, even if you didn't mean to, that is going to grow as well. The good thing about this is if you're introspective enough and meditate on what exactly you've been putting your energy into, you can stop this. Just like the law of attraction, there's a whole chapter or a whole section I remember on, if I'm manifesting everything constantly, what's happening when I think about bad things? What do I do? Constantly just think about good things? Like, what happens? Like, no, it's not that simple. And it's also, we also have to remember that these things take time to manifest. So it's not like if I think about death right now or something, I'm gonna die right now. That's not how it's gonna happen. But it does happen kind of like currency, right? If you're investing in something, the more that you invest in it, the more that it will grow, the more things that you will see from that investment. If you invest in it once, you could get lucky and it could come back to you. If you invested it 10,000 times, if you put a whole bunch of money into it, I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of expansion, a lot of growth into that project, into that company or whatever, especially the more and more you put into it. And it's the same thing with your manifestations. The more energy that you put into it, the more thoughts that you put into it, the more positive, you know, mindset and positive thoughts that you feed into this idea, the more that it will grow and the more that it will expand. Now, if you spent a lot of time, you know, being down on yourself or whatever, now is the time to change it. Because if you don't change it, it's all on you. Either start going to therapy, start doing your own work by yourself, start meditating, do something that's going to change this, because this is really going to be a year of expansion. And this is very interesting that we're seeing Jupiter so much. We also talked about, our spirit also talked about rebirth. We talked about the planet of Pluto, or we, spirit spoke of the planet of Pluto, right? Showing or representing a lot of times destruction, transformation, rebirth. And especially in the creative section, hard work, rewards, creativity, things like that. Those are the four words that represent the clubs for me, how I've learned it, right? So we're really seeing a transformation of rebirth in the surge of creativity and inspiration. And the key that I've been listening and that I've been receiving is, do not look over to anyone else when you're undergoing this destruction, when you're undergoing this rebirth. Do not look over to anyone else to see what the hell anyone else is doing, because that has nothing to do with you. You need to really be introspective, and I'm yelling at myself right now because, you know, it's hard. In this society, a lot of times we compare ourselves to anyone. It doesn't matter whether it's someone else doing something or opening a business or wearing something, or, you know, has their body looking a certain way. We have a really, we're trained almost to compare ourselves. It's that capitalist mindset of, well, only one of us can be at the top. But this is a really important point to remember, is don't look to anyone else when measuring your own success. Don't look to anyone else when looking for a representation. Because the thing is, you can have people who, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to be as successful as her. Oh my gosh, yes, whatever. But you really need to know that in this day and age, in this society where anyone can up and become an entrepreneur virtually,
you need to be unique. And the way that, and the same way that Spirit threw this blessing on you, as in this idea, is unique to you. And the more that you look forward, look backward, or look to the side, not forward, look to the side, or look backward, or look wherever to what someone else who is doing something similar to you, the more that you do that, the less authenticity that you give yourself, and the less authenticity that you give to your spirit, period. This idea that you have should be executed by you, and it's fine to have inspiration, but you also cannot compare yourself, and you cannot try to, you can't compare yourself. That's gonna be your demise. That's gonna be your demise this year. We also have a card about for Venus. Venus representing love, affection, the arts, right? And love and affection in Venus, and this change in love and affection and the arts, this change in the way that we're expressing our love and art, right? When I was meditating on this before, the messages that I was receiving was there was going to be a lot of change. There is going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of growth. There's going to be a lot of reconstruction. And it's going to be a lot of remodeling. And I think it's going to be really easy for you to tap into this, as long as you're really working towards tapping into your higher self and tapping into your own inspiration within yourself and within life, and not looking around and seeing what everyone else is doing. So, I actually want to pull a couple more cards to see what exactly Spirit has for us when it comes to managing everything that's about to happen. If you hear that sound, that is the sound of my cards shuffling. So the card that popped out was Life Review, and I think it's really funny because I was shuffling and I pulled some cards at first. I pulled like half the reading, and I was like, wait, I didn't cleanse. I was like, wait, hold on. And I had to like go back and cleanse all my shit first because, you know, I was doing readings and stuff yesterday. So this card came up first, and then I cleansed and stuff like that and pulled some more cards, and this card just popped out because Spirit was like, oh no, you need to talk about this. The card that we have is the Life Review card. It's saying, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. This goes exactly backwards, or reverts back to what I said before about really making sure that what you're doing and the things that you're paying attention to, the things that you're spending your energy on, are things that are going to be fruitful for you in the future, are things that are going to help you and your highest self, are things that are actually going to aid in your growth and expansion. Because the more that you focus on the things that you don't prefer, the more that you focus on the things that you don't like instead of the ways to fix it, the more that those things of that energetic field, of that energetic frequency, will expand. That may manifest more into stress, that may manifest more into, you know, these physical ailments. It might not mean that the problem gets worse, but that feeling that that problem gives you is going to expand. So this is really the year to put everything into review. To put everything into review. And I'm saying before March, you better put everything into review, because everything is truly expanding this year. Everything is truly expanding this year. And I said this before, I said this like at the end of last year, and I kept getting this message that this year is really going to be the year that you finally see your plants finally start to sprout. You thought nothing was gonna happen. You thought nothing was gonna happen. You thought that when you planted these seeds, well, they might grow, they might not. You've been looking at the waiting okay? This is the year that it's finally going to start growing for you. But you have to make sure that you're also in balance with peace and harmony within yourself, so that when you receive your blessings, when you receive everything that you're meant to receive, it comes to you with ease. It comes to you and you know how to navigate it. You know how to work with it with harmony, with peace, because you've already cultivated this within yourself. People do prosperity spells, people do money workings all day. But you have to remember that you want these things to come to you. You want these manifestations to come to you in a peaceful manner, in a peaceful way. And you have to be able to maneuver your blessings peacefully, or else it will not be a blessing anymore. Okay? This is the last and final year that you stop, that you... This is the last and final year that you leave yourself behind. Attending to things that do not fill you. Attending to people that do not fill you. Attending to energies and feeding energies that are not going to elevate you. This is the time for you to be sensitive within yourself and introspective enough to realize what is hurting you and what is helping you. Because that is only going to expand. And the way to level up, the way to really get through this, the way to really understand what's been hurting you, what's been blocking you, is by realizing the story that you've been telling yourself, and realizing the story that you've been telling yourself and how that's been manifesting in your life. Whether that be, oh, I can't find a man, or oh, it's so hard for me to get a job, or oh, I'm so bad at this. You telling yourself these just outright thoughts or these outright things is not helping you at all. And actually, it's only holding you back, because your subconscious believes that this is reality. This is the truth. And because your external is a reflection of the internal, you're going to continue to see these things pop up in your life over and over and over again until you rewrite your story. Notice how things make you feel. Notice how people make you feel. Notice how things make you feel. Notice how these things affect you. The card that we got was sensitivity. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. And realize that you're always being protected. And realize that spirit, God, the universe, whoever that you believe in, is always giving you exactly what you want. Because of your perspective, and because you have a one way, you know, way of thinking about things, it might be hard for you to understand this, but this has always been true. This has always been true. So the more that you figure out exactly what you want, the more that you figure out and write down and think about and meditate on your crystal clear intentions when it comes to what you want out of life, the easier it will be for spirit to give you exactly what you're asking for. But make sure that you're in a harmony, that you're in emotional balance before you get these things. Work on that as well, simultaneously. Or else all of it will be lost. And then, of course, I pulled one more card. Of course, we get the prosperity card. We already know that. Your material needs are provided as long as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Thank you, Spirit. Sorry, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. This expansion is, listen, and with the expansion, like I said, this is not pertaining to a single person. We're talking about society right now. But this expansion, we're going to see this expansion in all areas, whether that's with businesses, whether that's with, you know, the spirituality community or whatever community it is. Everything is going to start to expand. And that's going to be for the worse and for the better. And what these with this expansion is going to be exposure as well. So make sure that you're on the right side of karma with this. Remember, tend to yourself.